Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
From the heart of the Carolinas, a voice in the wilderness, a thought-provoking broadcast in a world of ignorant nonsense.
But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
This is the Vince Coakley Radio Program.
And if you think people without brains do a lot of talking in the past, just wait, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my goodness. Boy, are things getting very interesting in the nation's capital. As I mentioned, at the end of yesterday's broadcast, we were awaiting a news conference, well, basically a speech to be delivered by none other than Nancy Pelosi, announcing her future. And this was really profoundly predictable. She's made the decision to step down as leader of her party in the House. This was pretty much expected. This is going to be a very interesting story on several fronts. For one, it sets up a leadership situation on the left that will be interesting to watch unfold. You also need to know about who may emerge as the leader, especially based on the narrative the mainstream news media has been beating a drum on since the 2020 election. I'm going to make a prediction right now. They are not going to treat the man who may become speaker the same way they have treated Donald Trump. Some of you may be shocked. Vince is actually saying something negative about a Democrat. We'll get to that in due time. But I first want to celebrate with you the imminent departure of one Nancy Pelosi. Politico has this headline: first woman speaker to depart Democrat leadership in seismic shift. Nancy Pelosi, a legislative giant, regarded as one of the most powerful speakers in modern U.S. history, announced she will forego another run for Democratic leadership, but retain her House seat. Folks, I'm going to make another prediction. She's not going to stay around long. How about this? I don't think she will stay around longer than a year. It's simply not going to be fun to be a rank-and-file member of the House. Someone this power-hungry is never going to be content in that position. It's just that simple. But we will see. First things first. Nancy Pelosi making the announcement of her departure. And this is pretty much the news coverage I'm sure you've been watching since yesterday. Politico calling her one of the most powerful speakers in modern U.S. history. Will cede the helm of House Democratic leadership after 20 years and take on an unfamiliar role, rank and file member. Since she reclaimed the top gavel in 2018, the first woman speaker whose legislative prowess has powered her party's agenda under four presidents, planned to give it up after this term. Yet her decision became more complicated, she has said, by the brutal assault of her husband, Paul, last month. Nevertheless, she made an address before her colleagues yesterday. Here is Nancy Pelosi announcing she will not pursue leadership in the next Congress. Listen up.
There is no greater official honor for me than to stand on this floor and to speak for the people of San Francisco. This I will continue to do as a member of the House, speaking for the people of San Francisco, serving the great state of California, and defending our Constitution. And with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress. For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility.
It's so moving. So moving.
If you can get us, you know, get over the idea, this one would dare say that she spent time defending our Constitution. Folks, these people have spent years undermining our Constitution. I've basically referred to these people as political termites, eating away at the foundation of our constitutional system. And for that reason, I say good riddance. But I also warned that what comes after her could be worse. In fact, there's reason to believe it will be worse. Because we will have a transition from a woman. And keep in mind, because of the left will tell us, you know, we're supposed to have some profound sense of reverence because she is a woman. The next speaker may be black. So therefore, this will be a person who will be shielded from all kinds of criticism. Much like we saw during the presidency of one Barack Obama. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Because there's another major development that was unfolding during yesterday's broadcast. And I want to quickly get into this. Now, as a disclaimer, I want to say at the beginning, I want to offer this warning. The Republican Party needs to be very, very careful about these investigations. If the only thing that they do over the next couple of years is get mired in investigations and hearings, they will not serve America well at all. This needs to be a very disciplined Republican majority. There needs to be an agenda. One of the most important items in the agenda is to use the power of the purse to rein in this administration. That is really one of the most important things that needs to be done come January. And as leery as I am about investigations, because a good part of the time these investigations accomplish nothing, they provide an opportunity for politicians to grandstand and rattle on and on and on and on, and nothing happens. I do have the sense that there's the possibility this could actually be different. And the implications of this can be far-reaching. But again, it requires a great deal of discipline. Discipline and priorities. Can Kevin McCarthy manage this? I have my doubts. But coming up at the broadcast, we're going to talk about the investigation that the Republicans are going to delve into once they are control in January. I think this is pretty serious stuff. I don't think this is politically driven. I think there are legitimate concerns here. But it has to be handled very, very carefully. We'll delve into this investigation and much more as we continue our Friday broadcast.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
If you would like to join the conversation, you are free to. The Ingalls Markets Talk Line, 800-928-1110. It's 800-928-1110. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 713-067. And that text line has been scrolling away. Oh, my goodness. Some of these I can share, some I cannot share. We've not discussed it in a while. This texter says, I've not heard you talking about Ukraine much. Is it because you're an honest journalist? You have or don't have verified evidence? I do think we need to discuss this very soon. In fact, my friend Congressman Thomas Massey is saying no more money until there's an investigation of where the money's already gone. I think he's onto something. And here's a random post. Vince Coakley for governor? What? Where does that come from? Vince Pelosi steps down, and in an unrelated story, Tito's vodka and Breyers ice cream sales skyrocket. Oh, my goodness. This person would like to know, why is Ding Dong, the Wicked Witch is Dead, playing in my head? I knew that was going to be in somebody's head. Then, since this is Fun Focused Friday, can you tell me what Nancy Pelosi's Liberty score is? You know, I'll tell you, it would be kind of funny if it's higher than some Republicans. You know, I've actually seen that, where there are Republicans with their Liberty scores are lower than Democrats. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? You know what? It's not coming up here for some reason. I know they were revamping some things, but I am not able to pull that up. But I like the fact that you're thinking that way. You're very curious to know. This person says they need to tell her not to forget her broomstick on the way out. Yeah, just that one's easy. Low-hanging fruit, right? They still haven't got a budget passed for this year. No way. They will not stop spending. Of course not. Do you expect anything to change with Republicans in charge? I don't. Years of accusations, investigations, impeachments, etc. didn't accomplish anything. Are you kidding? See, I share your skepticism. I really do. Yeah, investigating Hunter Biden will help inflation, close the borders, and bring those gas prices down for sure, which is why I said there has to be a great deal of discipline. Do the investigations, but you better focus on the primary things that are of utmost concern to the American people. Vince, the investigation has to be real and precise. If it's just going to be ping-pong to the media for 2 years, that would be the equivalent to a dog chasing its tail. A lot of energy spent with no purpose. I'm there with you. They darn well better know what they're doing. They better have their facts together. Vince, going deep down in the investigation rabbit hole will make Republicans look petty and vindictive. It's not to say that crime and corruption haven't been committed. The question becomes, will they bear fruit that helps a Republican win the White House? That's a very fair question. Vince, we need to vote harder in 2024. We just didn't vote hard enough in 2022 because, as you know, election fraud is a myth. Trump lost fair and square in 2020. Do I detect a little sarcasm there? This texter says Pelosi replacement is an angry black activist. Just wait, folks. There's a big difference in the prior Democrat investigations and this one. It's called truth. We certainly hope so. And that something is actually uncovered here. That this actually advances the ball. And it's not just something done for show. They darn well better have their act together. So what are we talking about here? Breitbart reporting it this way. GOP House opens probe into Biden family for potential tax evasion, money laundering, human trafficking violations. These are pretty serious allegations. An investigation into the Biden family business and whether President Joe Biden is compromised by the family's business schemes. This has to be the central focus of this. It's not just the corruption of Hunter. It has to be the question of whether We have a president who is compromised. I believe he is. I have no doubt that he is compromised. I mentioned this is a story that was developing yesterday during this broadcast. Breitbart incorrectly reporting James Comer, Republican from Tennessee, is actually from Kentucky. The top Republican on the Oversight Committee announced the Biden family will be investigated for a number of violations. Here is Mr. Comer.
We are releasing a report today that details what we have uncovered. We are also sending letters to the Biden administration officials and Biden family associates renewing our request for voluntary production of documents relevant to this investigation. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, the President of the United States, and why he lied to the American people about his knowledge and participation in his family's international business schemes. National security interests require the committee conduct investigation, and we will pursue all avenues, avenues that have long been ignored. Committee Republicans have uncovered evidence of federal crimes committed by and to the benefit of members of the President's family. These include conspiracy or defrauding the United States, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The Biden family's business dealings implicate a wide range of criminality, from human trafficking to potential violations of the Constitution. In the 118th Congress, this committee will evaluate the status of Joe Biden's relationship with his family's foreign partners and whether he is a president who is compromised or swayed by foreign dollars and influence. I want to be clear. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, and that's where the committee will focus in this next Congress.
You know, it's kind of interesting because there's been a lot of conversation about Hunter Biden, the laptop, but the real question, and I'm really glad they've moved things in this direction, it's not just about Hunter. This goes, I mean, let's get real here. Who the hell would give money to Hunter Biden? For what reason? And there's really only one reason. Access. Access to his father. There's no way that these things are disconnected from the president. Will they be able to connect the dots? Time will tell. We'll talk more about this and much more as we continue our Friday broadcast. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Over on the text line, Chris in Earl says, Nancy's Liberty score is an F. It's 7%. Oh my goodness. Not a surprise at all. Donald Trump will do the Republican Party in because his mouth will cost us the White House again. This battle is not against Republican and Democrat. It's against freedom and Marxism. That's the choice. People, wake up. Vince just found her Liberty score. It shows a martini glass. You know what's really funny? All these comments about her drinking. She swears she doesn't drink at all. That's what she said. Another texter here chiming in. Where is this coming from? Yes, you should consider a run for governor. What? My goodness. Is there something in the water this morning? I'm just curious. Also on the text line, that's just what we need, the Republicans taking over and starting another investigation. Who gives a rat's ass about Hunter Biden? And see, this is the point. They darn well better make sure they've got the goods on President Biden. In one sense, I'm not sure a lot of people really care about Hunter. They better make sure the dots do connect to Dad. That's what this is about. Vince, I don't think there's any question that old man Joe is compromised. I've long wondered, why are we giving so much money to Ukraine? Something smells rotten. But my confidence, anything happens with all those fools in D.C., is a big fat zero. Love the show. Scott G., I'm with you. I have very, very low expectations about these folks being brought to justice. I mean, again, I ask the question, how does Hunter Biden take in all this money? Millions of dollars. Is it because he's such a great businessman? He's so smart? No. It's his name. It's his family name. His connection to his dad. And I've heard enough of the evidence thus far that definitely warrants an investigation as to how much dad is involved. There's no question dad has received money. I don't doubt for one moment that dad received money from Hunter Biden's business dealings. Now, the other thing I want to make very clear to Republicans, this needs a healthy timeline. This should not drag out. You know, if we're still talking about this 2 years from now and there's nothing of substance, this will have been a profound waste of time. I think the timeline for this needs to be measured in months. Certainly not a year. And I know all kinds of stonewalling can take place here, but I really don't think it's that difficult. Either you're going to be able to find the evidence or not. And if it's not there, if it's not provable, move on. One of the things I've said, and I think this is really important for all of us, whether it's the so-called social justice people on the left, or people like myself and others who are profoundly disgusted by the fact that people like Hillary Clinton were able to skate, the Bidens continue to skate. No real justice over what happened in Benghazi. These kinds of things remind me that at the end of the day, justice does not always happen on this side of eternity. That's what I have to keep reminding myself. If my expectation is that everything is going to be set right in this life, I am foolish. So that's a little healthy reminder for all of us that human beings are not capable of setting everything right. We're not. And we won't. Am I saying we give into fatalism? No. But I say we manage our expectations so we don't find ourselves profoundly disappointed and cynical, God forbid. And that would cause us to withdraw. Let's talk about Hakeem Jeffries. It's a name you're going to be hearing a lot because the way has pretty much been cleared for his coronation. And no doubt that's what this will be. Not only do we have Nancy Pelosi leaving, but pretty much the entire top leadership team is disbanding. They are clearing a path for this guy because he will want to have his own people. Who is this Hakeem Jeffries guy? He appears to be the front runner to replace Nancy Pelosi. And Breitbart has a very juicy detail on who this man is. And I guarantee you the mainstream news media will not pick up on this particular aspect of this gentleman. He is an election denier. He's a lawyer from Central Brooklyn, a self-described far-left Democrat who appears to be angling behind the scenes to win the Democrat House leadership position. He first assumed office in 2013. Served as chair of the House Democrat Caucus since 2019. Jeffries' presumable succession is notable because Democrats in the establishment have continually labeled some Republican politicians as election deniers. The same standard does not appear to be applied to Jeffries. Jeffries has denied the outcomes of the 2016 election. In 2020, Jeffries, now keep in mind, this is just 2 years ago, Jeffries tweeted that former President Donald Trump will never be accepted as a legitimate president. Here's what he tweeted. Keep pouting. History will never accept you as a legitimate president. Where's all the cries about election denial? He again tweeted in 2020, let's be clear, Donald. The only person trying to steal the election is you and your buddies in the Kremlin, citing a false claim that Trump won the White House due to Russian meddling in the 2016 election. How much airtime, how much print did the mainstream news media blow on that false story? Here's what he put out. The more we learn about the 2016 election, the more illegitimate it becomes. America deserves to know whether we have a fake president in the Oval Office. Hashtag Russian interference. That's what he tweeted in 2018. Again in 2018, Jeffries claimed two support Supreme Court seats were stolen because of Trump's presidency, in which he nominated Supreme Court justices. Lie more than any administration in the history of the Republic. Cheat. 2016 election, Russian interference, steal one or two Supreme Court seats. When will Republicans put country ahead of party? Hashtag clean up corruption, he tweeted. Stay with us. So I've given you a heads up here about who is likely to emerge as the new Democrat Party leader. This is some pretty serious business. Now again, I want you to see whether they're going to refer to Hakeem Jeffries as an election denier. Because to this day, to my knowledge, this man has not been challenged at all on his election denying. See, if you do this on the left, you know, the same thing with Hillary Clinton. If you do it on the left, you're a hero or a heroine. You do it allegedly on the right, you're a kook and you're a nut. This is how it works. But this guy's going to be venerated. He's going to be celebrated. They will roll out the red carpet for this guy. Mark my words. And if they ever say anything about election denying, it might be one story. It might be one line. And they move on. They won't keep beating this horse like they have with everybody else. It really is disgusting. But it's what I've come to expect. By the way, I wanted to touch on something that I left off of this story about the investigation of the Biden family. James Comer went into something else that is also very important, especially as we wrestle with our energy issues. Comer added, additional evidence suggests the Biden family tried to aid the Chinese's purchase of American assets. We find evidence Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were involved in a scheme to try to get China to buy liquefied natural gas. People were in outrage over China buying farmland in the Dakotas. What about China starting to buy into our American energy industry? Joe Biden and his staff have claimed at least seven times the president has not been involved in the family business, yet more than 17 pieces of evidence suggest Joe Biden has played an influential role in his son Hunter and brother James's activities. And interestingly enough, this is not far-fetched for Americans. 58% of voters believe Joe Biden has played a role in his family's business dealings. 60% say Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. Folks, it's not really a leap at all. The American people are already way down the road on this thing. They know something stinks here. They know. So they're not going to be fooled. But I warn again, you better come with the goods. Not just crazy accusations, and certainly not endless investigations. Speaking of such, we have another one. The House Judiciary Republicans are going to summon... I'm telling you folks, they better be careful about this stuff. The plan is to summon Alejandro Mayorkas for an investigation about what's going on at the border. I'm just not sure how much fruit this is going to bear. But they've started rolling out their investigative plans for next year. They want to interview nearly a dozen individuals within the Department of Homeland Security. This will be led by Jim Jordan. I like Jim Jordan. He sent a notice just today to Alejandro Mayorkas requesting prompt testimony from him and from 10 others with key roles in immigration and cybersecurity. The Republicans stated in the notice, first obtained by Breitbart, that they anticipate requiring testimony early next year from the individuals who work in U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Customs and Border Protection, and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. I just wonder whether this is just going to get too deep into the weeds. Again, this has to be concise. It needs to be straightforward. The testimonies will occur in committee hearings or in transcribed interviews, which Republicans will have the authority to arrange once they take control of the committee in January. The chairman will be Jim Jordan. Mayorkas has become one of Republicans' top targets amid illegal immigration at the southern border, surging to record-breaking numbers under his watch. Republicans already demanded documentation related to his border management, citing federal data showing 3.6 million illegal migrant encounters occurred since President Joe Biden has taken office. Can you imagine? This is a staggering number. 3.6 million? Mayorkas wrote at the time, had demonstrated a callous disregard for the safety and security of our southern border and willful failure to enforce U.S. immigration law. Well, what are you going to do about it? See, this is where I'm a little concerned about Republicans blowing time on this. What are you going to do about it? You're going to hold somebody in contempt? Threaten them with arrest? If you're not going to go that far, don't waste our time. I'm serious. They warned in their letter they may be forced to resort to compulsory process to obtain the requested documentation if Mayorkas did not provide this before January. Like I said, I'm skeptical. Hour number two is straight ahead.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
From the heart of the Carolinas, a breath of fresh air, a voice of reason, this is the Vince Coakley Radio Program.
Hour number two of our broadcast. Before we go into an omelet for Faith Focus Friday, I want to touch on a couple of things. First, on the text line, this texter would like to know, how are anti-Americans able to run for office? You know what it depends on? An informed electorate. That's our problem. We've got a profoundly ignorant electorate. I will give an example in a bit. Hakeem Jeffries has the personality and intellect of a mushroom. Jim out of Easley. This person referring to him as another Herschel Walker. How can a guy supposedly on the edge of dementia manage an empire like what you are suggesting. And Stephen, Indian Trail, the Republicans aren't smart enough to make anything stick to the Bidens. Meanwhile, the Democrats are sneaky enough to make sure nothing sticks. They are perpetual Teflon. It should be pretty obvious by now. Most of the people running our country and people in positions of power have decided they can gain more money and power for themselves by selling us out rather than representing our interests. Boy, is that the truth. Vince, there are 17-year mall cops who know more about security than Mayorkas does. He's a joke. And does this surprise you at all? Do you think people were in these positions to secure the border? Of course not. You know who they work for. Vince, I'm afraid the Democrats know enough on top Republicans to prevent getting indictments on the Bidens. Steve out of Rock Hill. And this texter, boy, this is a tough question. What if many Americans are anti-American? You know, you've gotten to the core of the problem. That's the core of the problem. The millions of people in this country who are not only not in favor of America and Americanism, they're hostile to American ideals. I got really dragged into something. I usually try to avoid these, but I ended up engaging this young man on social media the other day. Oh my gosh. This was heartbreaking. It really was. I am encouraged that the conversation continued. At least it did for a while. This person was quite alarmed that I, as a black man, am a Republican. I just want to give you a sample of some of the things that this young man said. I share this. The whole point of this is I'm not making fun of this young man. As I share it with you, I'm sharing this to shed light on what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. This is the next generation of voters. How old is this? I think this young man's like 25. This is the kind of young man we better reach. The country depends on us reaching people like this with the truth. And you'll understand when I share just a few items from the text. First, he was quite surprised I'm a Republican. You're a black guy and a Republican? That just doesn't make sense in my head. I must be too blonde to understand. You know you support a side that hates black people, right? You can imagine all kinds of things going in my head as to how to respond to this. There's more. I will never support a side that wants to control people with religion, that says I'm a devil for being gay, that hates black people. You don't know what I've seen and heard, or the people I've lost because they were thrown out of this country as criminals, apparently illegal immigrants. Yes, there are exceptions, just like everything else, but the vast majority are terrible, lying, hateful, and hypocritical. That's enough to want these people away from me. You hear the hostility? This is what our mainstream news media, social media, and our education system are producing. Let's be very clear about that. Where do all of these lies come from? Where do they come from? This kid certainly has not done his own research. This is not where he would land. Why should I want to support a group that hates me? What else is here? I think that's pretty much the heart of things. I share this to, again, remind you, we have a lot of work to do, a whole lot of work to do. in reaching this younger generation. And I think one of the things that we have to communicate, and this is where those of us who claim to be Christian really have to lead the way, in loving people we disagree with. Not demonizing people, loving people. Now, there's a certain language that I reserve for people in leadership that I generally do not use for regular rank-and-file Democrats. I don't. I will use some of that same language for activists. This texter, I think, is on to something. We don't have an ignorant electorate. We have a mal-educated electorate via the mainstream media and public education system. That's why so many are hostile to American ideas. To the extent you can see neighborhoods deteriorate around you and your country descending into the abyss, still vote for more of it. Looks like Florida is now the new world. That's a good way to describe it. Kind of an oasis, isn't it? It's an interesting, what I've just shared is kind of a preamble for what I want to go to in talking about the assault on Christianity and Christian values like marriage. Have you heard about what's going on with Candace Cameron Bure? She has really taken a hit on social media because of her support of traditional marriage. And one of the things I appreciate about Ms. Bure is her heart. It's really not about her, but she's heartbroken. Here's what's going on here. The great American family star said in a statement, "People of all ethnicities and identities have and will continue to contribute to the network, both in front of and behind the camera." She's talking about a network that is promoting family values. She received a backlash to her comments about featuring traditional marriage stories on the Great American Family Network. You may remember her from Full House. She's the chief creative officer for the Great American Family Network. And she addressed this controversy in a statement to People. We're going to talk about this, and I love what she says. This is instructive for all of us, and it ties in with what I share with you about my interaction over social media. That and much more as we continue our broadcast. Stay with us.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program as part of Faith Focus Friday, I started talking about Candace Cameron Bure, who's speaking out. She's received a lot of flack for comments about traditional marriage stories on the Great American Family Network. I want to read the quote from her. I love it. I love it because it communicates where we need to be. All of you who know me know beyond question I have great love and affection for all people. It absolutely breaks my heart that anyone would ever think I intentionally would want to offend and hurt anyone. It saddens me the media is often seeking to divide us, even around a subject as comforting and merry as Christmas movies. But given the toxic climate in our culture right now, I shouldn't be surprised. We need Christmas more than ever. I am a devoted Christian. Which means, I believe every human being bears the image of God because of that. I'm called to love all people, and I do. If you know me, you know that I am a person who loves fiercely and indiscriminately. My heart yearns to build bridges and bring people one step closer to God, to love others well, and to simply be a reflection of God's huge love for all of us. Who can object to this? Who? Traditional marriage. That's now controversial. Now, one of my problems with the alphabet mafia, and I remind you, I'm very much a libertarian. Live and let live. That's how I approach things. But I really think that especially those who are the activists in the alphabet mafia are not willing to let others live. There's a desire to force an agenda everywhere. I just have a question. If you had a gay channel, those of you who are into the radical alphabet mafia, if there were a gay channel, would they be interested in Christian programming? Heterosexual families? I'm just curious. I think there, in our world now, there's plenty of room for all of these specialty channels that do what they do, like BET, Black Entertainment, television. I have no problem with that. It's niche programming. A family network doing family programming, traditional family programming. If somebody wants to do a 24/7 gay channel, go for it. But the idea that somehow somebody is hateful for promoting traditional marriage, it's really illogical. It's nonsensical. And frankly, it's bigoted. That's the one thing that I tried to. And it was very difficult. Because I was trying as possible, as much as possible, as I engaged in this social media conversation. Not to say what I was really thinking. If I were talking with this young man in person, I would tell him, you're a bigot. You are a bigot and you're hateful. A lot of people simply do not realize that in their reaction to what has happened to them, very often, they become what they are allegedly rejecting. They think people have hated them. They become haters. This is where the challenge is for us who name the name of Christ, to make sure love undergirds everything we do. Love. I oppose certain things, but I still love you. That's got to be the message, and that needs to transcend every position we take. Everyone. And when someone is out of sync with that, we've got to be very careful who we associate ourselves with. And we make sure we draw a line between our commitment to the kingdom of God and our commitment to people. Make sure that that is recognized as being loose. We are not joined at the hip with the Republican Party, or really any candidate for that matter. Doesn't mean we can't support things and support people and organizations. But let's make sure that the thing that shines through more than anything else is our love. More than anything else. This texter says, Vince, you know if someone tried to start a white entertainment channel, it would be called racist before it ever got started. Oh, I sure will. I don't doubt it. Vince, you ought to direct that young man to Brandon Straka, Republican gay man. I've heard of him. Not familiar, but I've seen. If you can have one channel focused on one lifestyle, like, say, Logo, is that the name of it? Why not a different perspective network asking for tolerance while not giving it? Exactly. This is what happens. 25 years old. I can't discuss a differing opinion with a lot of 55-year-olds. I'm simply trying to explain that you don't vote because someone says they support you. But if their track record supports you. Thanks to the media, including smartphone messaging, social websites, black people are more ignorant than ever and closed-minded with no will to learn. It's not just black folks. There are a lot of folks out there. And what they do is they continue to listen to the people and the things around them that they're familiar with, that are comfortable. It seems more and more people that hold the true Christian faith are being shunned or persecuted. Almost sounds like what Jesus said would happen before his return. Praying for Candace Cameron Bure. Hope she stays strong, and I'm sure she will, Jeff. I'm absolutely sure of that. Vince, you say the media and school systems are producing these children's viewpoints. I also believe it's the parents. Probably started back in the 60s with hippies and Woodstock and has steamrolled since then. So the baby boomers in my generation are now helping produce their kids and their anti-religion, anti-US, anti-family. The adults also need help. Thanks, Vince. Boy, that text is right on the money. You're right. This has happened in stages, hasn't it? The baby boomer generation helped set the stage for this. The permissiveness absolutely did. No, Vince, this guy wasn't let down by the news media, social media, etc. He was let down by his parents. Another person putting that perspective out there. Things to talk about and reflect on. Vince, I'm tired of wasting my time in these ignorant people. I have enough on my own plate. I get it. But I'll tell you what, somebody better make time. Somebody better do it. This is going to be the next generation that's going to take over. We can help prepare them, or we can just give up. I refuse to give up. I've got children, and one day grandchildren, I'm sure. Stay with us. Couple of items here on the text line before we go to some of your calls. This person saying the Logo Network focuses on LGBT. It was launched back in 2005. Okay. The movie with the gay couple will be like any other Christmas movie on the Hallmark Channel. Terrible! Yeah, all these Hallmark movies. I'm serious. That's a form of torture for me. To make me sit down and watch these sappy stories. I love this one. I'll be 25 next month. Am I allowed to apologize for my generation? My dad sent me the numbers, the breakdown by generation of voting tendencies. It is embarrassing. My goodness. I hope people like you will succeed in reaching some of the people your age. That's what I hope. That would be absolutely wonderful. I'm believing that for you. No pressure. Just believing that for you. Let's try to take a couple of quick calls before we move on here. Let's go to the sprawling metropolis of York and Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Thanks, Vince. I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. And I was shocked to hear a couple days ago that in this meeting they had in Egypt about global warming and environment, we have to go green. To start kick it off, they had someone climb up Mount Sinai and smash duplicate tablets of the Ten Commandments. And in the meeting, they said we have to destroy the Ten Commandments and replace it with 10 new ones that we will give to save the environment. I was totally stunned. And then I did some research on the Ten Commandments, and I find out it's the soul of all the major religions, including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. So, and that's what's going on in this country right now, I think, by one of the parties, is trying to destroy the faith in God, in Jesus Christ, and whoever is, whatever religion you belong to. And I'm absolutely stunned.
Yeah, it's really an anti-religion agenda. That's what it comes down to. And the goal is to replace religion with state. Government is the replacement. That's what has to be understood here. Government is the new God. Don't ever forget that. I want to make sure I have this correct. I believe it's Sherry in Charlotte. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you? And amen and pass the collection plate.
Hilarious.
Anyway, getting back to these investigations, Vince, I don't believe that most of the independents, and I'm more independent than anything, I'm not dedicated to any one party at all. I don't believe we need to be doing a lot of investigations. I think we need to be helping the people out here that have needs, and, you know, for example, kids going to college, wondering where, when they come out of college, will they be able to afford a house? All those things are so important to people who, the new people that are voting now, are mostly concerned about those things. They don't really care. They didn't even really care about Trump's business dealings and how we went all out to try to dig into his, you know, that's for the IRS to deal with. I don't think people want to sit down and watch that all day long. The people that really care about their families, care about all these investigations, you know. I think the only one that really touched them, maybe it was January 6th because of the fact that it affected them directly and whether they would be able to vote or whether they would be able to pick their leader. And they wanted to know what actually happened when you go to a capital and destroy the capital. I think that was important. But all these other business dealings, and we could look at Jared Kushner and how he got all that money from Saudi Arabia. We could look at anybody. And Jim Jordan, for example, we could go and investigate what happened at the college he was at, you know. So why are we wasting time? And I think, like you said, it's a lot of grandstanding and people trying to make a name, sell books, get money for themselves. We don't really care about all of that. What we care about is how are we going to feed our families? Mm-hmm. Will our children be able to afford a college education? Will we stand up for the Bible? All those things, that's all we care about. We don't care about if you cheated on your taxes. Let the IRS deal with that. You see what I'm saying, Vince?
I hear you. I hope the right people are listening to what you're saying right now, because you're the kind of person that we need to make sure is aligned with the whatever candidate is put forth in 2024, and not just one candidate, but series of candidates. And we've got to be focused on your concerns. That's what we're here for, to serve you. That's the goal, right? It's not
right
for us to serve ourselves, our own agenda. So very much enjoy
Thank
hearing
you.
From you. Do call again. Absolutely enjoy the conversation. I'm serious. I sure hope that kind of counsel is heeded and that time and energy is not wasted. Mm-hmm. Boy, this is a surprising text. Me and all my older men friends will have conversations about all the Hallmark movies and which of their actresses is our favorite. We watch them all. Really? Uh-huh. I thought you'd find this conversation interesting. I am a UPS package driver. Had a person stop me this morning that hauls and disposed of waste for a living. Tell me he'd trade jobs with me. I told him our jobs aren't that much different. I'm delivering today what you'll dispose of tomorrow. Wow. That is very, very insightful, isn't it? I cannot believe how quickly the time has zipped by today. Because there were other things I was hoping to go into. We will address in the coming week what's going on at Twitter. Boy, that is turning into quite a mess. Plenty of other things, I'm sure, will develop by that time. right here. We'll talk about it. Stay with us.
This is the Vince Coakley radio program.